It's Mornings with Etch, broadcasting from the U.S. Army Studios on Y-102.
One of my favorite TV shows of all time was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'd watch like every episode on repeat. And this doesn't happen with me very often, but I'm fangirling right now because Alfonso Ribeiro, he's Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, is my guest on the show today. Really excited about this. He's got a new show called The 90s on Saturday mornings, 8 to 11 on Y-102. And dancing, pop culture, music's a big part of your life, it sounds like.
Music is a real major part of my life and my own, you know, personal stories, and which is what really kind of brought us to wanting to do our radio show. You know, it's like I'm a big fan of music, and the 90s was such an important part of my growth. A lot of my buddies just call me, you know, 90s Al, because I'm still listening to songs from the 90s all the time. I just, on my phone, you know, when I hook it up to a speaker, it's probably going to be some 90s music that I'm playing. So I figured it was like a perfect way to go do this, have some fun. I've got a great co-host in DK, Dana Kramer, and we have fun together. It's very loose, very off the cuff, just kind of fun, just kind of really enjoying the music. My child, well, really my adulthood, but almost my childhood.
So the Carlton dance, real briefly, I'm not going to ask you like, oh, how did you come up with the dance? But what I'm more interested in, who came up with the idea to put it to Tom Jones?
I would say that the producers did, really. The first time, it just simply said Carlton Dances, and I was like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do here. This is like perfect for what it will be. And they automatically, I'm not sure if it was the first time I did it or the second time that I did it, that it actually went to the music, but it definitely connected somehow. That song just made it perfect. But yeah, I mean, you know, some creative mind put it together and said those two together are perfect.
Yeah, it's the perfect combination, I gotta say. And I'm sure you probably get asked all over the place, in like outside the house, hey, can you do the Carlton dance? But what's the most awkward place you were ever asked to do the Carlton dance?
Oh, I actually do like a little warm-up bit for America's Funniest Home Videos where I talk about the strangest place, and it's in restrooms. It's in restrooms in airports, and it's the most uncomfortable reality when it's like, dude, I am not dancing for you in the bathroom. Like, I don't know what world you're living in, but the one that I'm living in doesn't involve me dancing in a bathroom.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine, because like I got to imagine that most of these people that ask usually have boundaries, but then for some reason it's just like it just comes out like, oh, can you do it for me right now?
Well, listen, people lose all reality at times in their lives. But, you know, look, it makes people happy, and so I get it, but I always let them know there's absolutely 0.0% chance that I'm actually going to be dancing for you.
That's great. Oh, man. So the 90s, the show that you guys have is outstanding, by the way, and I'm so excited to hear the first one that we broadcast here on Y-102. Tell us some of the features that happen on
it. You know, simple stuff. The Y2K play is kind of fun because the 90s were great music, but as we rolled over into Y2K, everybody thought the world was going to come to an end. But really what happened is it continued, and there were actually some really good songs that happened in the beginning of the 2000s. Mm-hmm. And so each week we'll pick a song that we think is great and play that, you know. So we'll you know, go for 1 week, you know, and say, these are the top songs of that week, and we'll play that. Our 90s novelty song is finding that song in the 90s that most people may not even remember, but it was kind of a hit for like a minute.
Who Let the Dogs Out, that type of thing.
You know, that, yeah. just like that, like, ooh, that was the song.
The one that everybody...
Like 3 weeks later, you forgot that it was even a song.
The one that everybody's got to dance to at a wedding.
We throw that novelty song in there. And like I said, we do the chart rewind, which is, you know, we find a specific week and do their top three songs from that week. So, you know, we mix it up a little bit, and we really do try to have the callers call in, give us some, you know, suggestions, some shout outs, all that kind of stuff. And we play those songs. We make sure we get them in there too. So it's really, you know, it's kind of loose and it's off the cuff, and we just kind of, you know, just DK and I just kind of, you know, riff a little bit and throw it into our songs, and it's, you know, stuff that we love. But we have literally an old 90s physical answering machine.
That's amazing.
And, you know, we have a tape in there, and it tapes all the stuff, and we listen to it and play play the songs from there. So, yeah, good stuff. You know, it's just, it's light, it's loose, and it's a look back into that wonderful era of the 90s that we absolutely love.
I'm just going to put this out there as a disclaimer. Do not freak out or come back on me if my girlfriend is calling that 90s answering machine trying to, like, make it her own personal playlist, okay?
Well, listen, we may not take all of them, but if they're great suggestions, we'll take them. We're okay. We want people to call in. You know what? Let me give you the number to,
please
for,
do.
For your listeners to call in. We've got, it's 833-383-9090.
Love
so
it.
That's our number for people to call in and make some requests and give some shout outs.
And that's on, since it's an answering machine, I'm guessing 24/7.
That's 24/7.
Great.
There's no time. Just call in and we will, it's being recorded and we listen to it and we knock out some of everybody's favorite songs.
Awesome. I love it. So the 90s, 8 to 11 Saturday mornings, and it's going to be a great time. And Alfonso, I want to say thank you so much for our time together today. I know that you got busy family life going on. You got a new kindergartner, all that good stuff. So we won't keep you much longer here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Good luck with your show also.
And, thanks, sir.
You know, for everybody listening, every, you know, Saturday morning, come check me out.
Oh, trust me, man. We will be. It's Mornings with Etch on Y102.